Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nick Green, Fox Sports, of course, expert in all things when it comes to Chop On, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline.
Nick, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, guys? I don't know about expert, but I'll try my best.
No, Nick, this morning, you have to be an expert, man, because, you know, hey, listen, I don't have a leg to stand on. What happened with that middle relief last night?
It was rough. I agree with you. It was tough to watch, and you have to rely on certain guys, and last night, Sabatka couldn't get the job done. He was getting ahead of a couple hitters, and they couldn't finish them off, hit two batters, walked a guy. Then Jesse Biddle came in. He's been good, and he couldn't really find it. It was just snowballed, and they've got to find some way to be a little more consistent with it. And Ozzy hits the home run to tie it back up, and you think they have a chance, and then Minter goes out and struggles as well. So it wasn't just one or two guys. It was everybody.
Nick Green, of course, a former major leaguer and a guy that knows a little bit about the game. Nick, let me ask you a couple questions about Kimbrel, okay? Yeah, because I got to go there. If Ken Rosenthal is right and his price is down, and Rosenthal is saying his asking price is down to 3 years and $50 million, A, do you think that Craig Kimbrel is still an effective major league closer?
I do. And I would love to see him on this team. Actually, sitting out half a year or whatever he's going to end up sitting out might be good for him. You never know. The question mark is, and I'm okay with a 3 and 50, the question mark is, do you want to give up a draft pick for him to sign him? And I don't know if teams want to or not. And if they don't want to, they wait after the draft and sign after the draft, and they don't have to give up a draft pick. So that's something to look at, too. And desperate times call for desperate measures. So you never know.
Well, here's my take. I don't give a damn about no draft pick. Nick, I don't. We've had enough of draft picks. All right, we went through 3 years of draft picks. Let's win now. Nick, if he goes, forget about whether or not he signs with you. If he goes somewhere else and signs and he punishes you, if he goes to the Phillies or the Brewers and he punishes you in September, October, what are we going to be saying about April?
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to deal with it. I get it. And that's why I'm glad I'm not in the front office trying to make these decisions, but they have to do what they feel like best. And maybe there's some concern that Kimbrel's not the same guy. I don't know. I still think he's the same guy. At 3 years, I like it. At five, I don't. I think that's too much. But I would love to see them attack that market with Kimbrel and see what he's got, see what he wants. I don't know if he would be necessarily the difference maker for this team, because they have some other holes, and we saw that last night, you know, with that middle relief. So there are other holes to fill as well, but I think he does make a huge difference.
Now, Nick, I've been trying to figure this out, and I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad we're talking to you, because you are the best baseball mind we know, since you don't want to be the brightest, but you are the best one that we know, since you don't want to be the brightest. You're the best.
Yeah.
So how do you fix this? Is this something where – Brian Snicker's looking at it with the young guys to come up, maybe, you know, when Aroldis Vizcaíno gets healthy, Mike Foltynewicz, you're looking to put some of these young guys in maybe the middle relief role. Is that how you think that they potentially could fix this?
I think they could potentially fix it that way. And I like I had been an advocate of Max Fried going to the bullpen and being a multiple inning guy, but he's done so well as a starter. I don't think you could do that now. But who says that Tuki Toussaint can't do that if Mike Soroka comes up and pitches well once Foltynewicz gets back? Who says Bryce Wilson can't go to the pen, add a couple miles an hour on his fastball, and do well in the pen? You have to find some way to gain some consistency down there. These guys have big arms. They all do, even the guys in the pen right now. But guys are going to have to step up, because it's just so frustrating when you have a lead like last night.
Man,
you've got to have guys close the door. And it wasn't like they asked the bullpen to go 4 to 5 innings. They asked the bullpen to cover 3 innings, and that's it. And that should be plenty doable. I like Sabatka, his stuff, but last night was rough. I like Biddle, but sometimes he comes in and can't find the strike zone. It's just tough. It's tough for Brian Snicker, because he doesn't really know where to go. and guys don't really have defined roles because they haven't defined them.
Right. You're telling me
that's on them.
The manager doesn't know where to. I get this, Nick. The manager doesn't know where to go. That's not acceptable. We're in a race. It's only April, but
what do you want him to do?
Well, here's what I want him to do. I want him to sign Craig Kimbrell to a deal.
He can't
okay.
Sign them. He doesn't have the money.
Yeah. All right. Fine. But this is what I'm looking at. Okay. Look, Nick. You and I are both local guys. You went to Perimeter College, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I went to DeKalb College. Same thing, right?
Yep.
It was the DeKalb College became Perimeter
you
College.
You were a patriot. You were a patriot.
Yes, I was a DeKalb Central Patriot, Clarkston, Georgia, Rock on Patriots. So we're local guys, right? I mean, you know, from the jump of my all my years of watching the Braves, I haven't seen anything that has probably flummoxed me more than where they're sitting right now because I don't understand this. If you go out and you make a move for Kimbrel, you go eight Kimbrel. It solves your middle relief, it seems to me, Nick. Nine Kimbrel. Eight Vizcaino, seven O'Day when he gets healthy, and or Bryce Wilson, and or matchup, and then my point is you solve the middle relief by working from the back forwards, don't you?
You do in a way, but Viz's shoulder's a problem. You don't even know when he's going to come back.
Another reason
he can't go back to back days. So I'm taking Viz and pushing him off right now. So don't even worry about Viz right now because you don't know what he's going to be or where he's going to be. O'Day hasn't even started throwing, I don't think. So you don't know when O'Day's coming back. These guys are still two months away. And so does it make a big difference? Absolutely. It does. But you still have other problems in the meantime. And the other problems, I don't know if they could be solved with trades or whatnot, but guys ultimately just have to step up. And that's the bottom line. If you're in the big leagues, you have to perform. And these guys know that. It's a tough role. Luke Jackson has done a really good job since opening day. Other guys have to be able to step up like Luke Jackson has and take those roles because right now you're sitting at Minter, who's inconsistent, right?
Mm-hmm.
He struggled. Viz is hurt. O'Day's hurt. Sabatka's another guy they want to work in eighth, ninth inning maybe right now. They can't do that now after what we saw last night. Jesse Biddle's got to step up. Those are the main guys that have to step up, and they haven't done it because I don't know where they can go for trades right now. Kimbrel, I think I'm with you. Kimbrel would be a huge addition to the club, and I would be talking to the agent trying to get something done. I would, but I don't think that's going to solve everything right now. That's the only problem I have with it.
Speaking of that, solving everything right now, because I'm of the mindset that you know there's a lot of baseball left to be played. But when does that get old? Especially when you see this middle relief looking the way that it looked last night. When does that story get old?
Quick.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Quick. I mean, yeah, it's because you can't expect the Phillies, the Mets, the Nationals to struggle through the first half. I remember years in the big leagues where we would be around just over 500 at the break. We'd still be in it. I don't know if that would cut it. I think the Nationals are too good, the Mets are too good, and the Phillies are too good. Somebody's going to run away with it, and there are other teams that will contend for the wild card, and so all of a sudden you're out. And so something's got to happen for me to shore this thing up soon because you don't want to go into the All-Star break around 500. I think that's going to be too tough to come back from.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.